Village around Lake Commuter the Hall, Act 46. 14.
Make sure the next really crash at least straight and off.
We'll make sure
he's off the road. I'll take a vote on that one, too.
I would like to call the order. Let's call the order. Committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake for October 6, 2014. 7:35 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley.
Here.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Any public comment? Oh, how about that one? Item 2.1, I'm sorry. Approve the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of September 15, 2014. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. My apologies. Any public comment? Back on track. First item up is under Public Works, the tree replacement project update, also hot box in the Long Lake Road East Half improvements. Ron, or Lieva?
I have a hand that I'll...
While Ron's happening now, I do want to say that he and Ron brought up the topic of, rather than having to replace all of our trees, but looking at the newest updates on the materials used to prevent the ash borer from killing these trees so rapidly, which would then elongate our whole program as far as our costs per year. We would stretch this out then, which might make it a little more doable for us in the long run. And with that said, Ron, go ahead and go back to what you were doing.
Thank you. And, I would like the board to acknowledge Laura Wilbur is present. Laura, while this is a public works program, Laura's heart, soul, and spirit is into helping improve our urban parks, and I truly appreciate Laura's efforts. Next time, she promised me she will give the update to the board.
Will I be able to answer any questions?
I hope you do. The first handout you had seen back in July, and there's a few minor updates in the background information pertaining mostly to, regrettably, continued gap and decline of our ash trees, which is Trustee Kahn indicated we should re-look at. That would be the second document there. The only thing I want to draw your attention to is this fiscal year, the board did approve $75,000 for tree replacement program, $10,000 of which is set aside for hazard tree removal. That'll get us about a third of the way through the identified trees that have some decay in branches. So leaving us $65,000 for replacing of parkway trees that are mostly new trees and mostly ash trees, relatively new. The second thing under item 5, I'd like to draw attention to the support and popularity of the cost-sharing program for this phase 2. There's 108 trees for which either individual property owners or homeowner associations have made a commitment and have paid their share. Predominantly of those 108, the option selected is Little Option 3, where the resident or the HOA is paying 50%, i.e. half of the cost of the tree purchase, removal of the tree, transportation, planting of the tree, mulching, those costs will remain the village. But still, half of the cost of the tree purchase is definitely a good shot in the arm. In turn, that has allowed us to use more of our budgeted money, so the total number of trees intended to be planted starting this month is 198 trees. Compare that against last year, which was also a successful program, 158 trees last year. So we're moving clearly in the direction of replacing the dead or dying trees. The only qualifier is under item 9. The oak tree species are much better planted in the springtime. So those trees will be in the April-May time frame, but included in the cost as stated. I will not go through in any detail the selection criteria, simply to remind the board it's a challenge because we want to replace all the dead dying trees now. And so they're in the cost-sharing program, secure guarantee for this year, and the criteria we presented back in July, focusing on the subdivisions that have the highest percentage or density of dead dying trees compared to the total number of plus-way trees. And Parkview 1 and 2 have that distinction, and therefore of the 90 trees that we are paying 100% of, okay, on order, approximately 30 of the 90 are on the park of the 92. Valley Lake in total was the second highest density. We are focusing on selected blocks within Valley Lake that have a number of dead dying trees, trying to make a positive transformation there. The other consideration for this year with the major thoroughfares, Wild Springs, with the participation of the Grove Townhomes and our share, we will remove, replace, as I recall, all of the dead dying trees on Wild Springs. Thought there being, that's a major thoroughfare that gets not just local residents traffic, but also some traffic from businesses, citizens, residents that live outside of the building. Valley Lake subdivision is staying the course. Homeowner Association this year replacing the trees and their major thoroughfares, such as Valley Lake Hole. They're not sure they'll be able to extend that past this year, but at least a good shot in the arm for the trees on Valley Lake Hole. So, going forward in a positive direction from my perspective. On the last page of the first handout, I have nothing new to offer as far as residents that want to have their tree removed out of replacement cycle. We discussed that back in July, and to date, no residents have expressed an interest to pay for the cost of parkway tree removal now. Volcano mulch, if you recall, that's too much mulch built up on the trunk of the trees, adversely affecting their health. I do desire to bring forth an ordinance to prohibit the use of too much mulch, at least on the parkway trees. targeting December to bring that forward for consideration. And as Trustee Trapon commented, reconsidering a decision made several years ago not to pursue chemical treatment to extend the life, preserve the health of ash trees. Certainly there's been advancement in research, mostly led by university programs where they have a forestry, urban forestry program. This is in your package. I truly encourage you to go through it. Lots and lots of good information, frequently asked questions, and current status about the effectiveness of chemically treating ash trees to, again, extend their life, preserve their health. So I try digesting this and soliciting inputs from others leading to this document. And again, I won't read it, but I will acknowledge I had an oversight on the title. It's Colonel Pash Borer. It's not an S. Should be an R, not an S. I'd like to tell you that was my only mistake of the day, but that should not be accurate. Give some background as to the evolution. Chemical treatment on the bottom of the second page will only be effective, from what I've come to understand, if the treatment is started while the ash tree is still relatively healthy. And there's not a precise definition of that, even in this document, but there's a time frame for chemical treatment being when the trees are starting to uptake soil nutrients, call that early mid-spring. Therein, the chemical getting into the root structure being rubbed up, if I can call it that, into the tree itself, where the either the beetle has laid its eggs or will be, and the insecticide being a chemical to positively extinguish the larva as it's called. To date, there is no take one pill and happily ever after.
Right. I'm gonna drive this forward. We've had discussion on this. Can you tell me how many ash trees do we have that would qualify, or do we even have this information? Do we have ash trees that you have a number on that would qualify for chemical treatment?
I have a estimate numbers real quick. We have 1,500 ash trees in our parkway, or had 2 years ago. About 800 to 1,000 are beyond saving. They're either dead, removed, dead, standing, or in serious decline. So somewhere potentially as many as 500 might benefit chemical treatment.
And that number may change greatly next spring?
The decline due to infestation starts going downhill at a certain point. That is, ash tree species dependent. Green ash tends to last a little longer than white ash. Can I tell you the difference? I cannot. Anyway, so then to bring this closure, there are different chemicals that are available. There are different application techniques. Can be done by contract, can be done in-house. And so I try to put this in perspective with cost considerations.
Thank you.
And it varies by type of treatment. The simplest is what's called soil drainage. You just dig a little hole in the soil around the tree trunk, kind of place for the recommended amount of chemical in it. That's what I've done with the two Village Parkway trees in my front yard. And they were, both were healthy, both were still healthy 2 years later. The
four treated them once a year?
Once a year.
Okay.
And if you notice, I used the word repetitive. Some of the more higher level chemical research suggests they might be effective more than 1 year. Might. And so that's why this cost consideration is only based on a first year. Other techniques are injection either in the root structure or directly in the trunk. Those are more concentrated chemicals requiring a licensed applicator, which does not eliminate us, the village, from doing that. Does require about $600 of equipment. So, what I said, in summary, there are benefits of treating the trees. Extending the life, maybe long time, maybe several years, at least in the short term, avoiding the cost of replacing that tree, or the benefit of the tree is still leaking out, maybe not as effectively prior to the last quarter, but it's more of an amenity than the dead sticks that we have standing in some parkways. And that has some overall enhancement there. So what's my recommendation? Please give some serious consideration to us pursuing this further and coming back with specific proposal should the board desire to consider this further, say in the December time frame, so that if we want to go forward, we're ready for spring 2015.
Brian, just so it's on record here, for the approximate 500 trees that may be worth saving, I know these are all approximates and maybes, and next spring is a completely different year and a completely different situation, but if we chose to chemically treat those remaining trees, we're talking of a dollar amount approximately?
I've used 250 trees as at least a start, a serious start. And 250 trees at the top of the line, if I can call it that, the trunk injection directly into the trunk of the tree, about $30,000 on the high end. This industry is certainly fairly new, and there's not yet a norm for a tree for X dollars per inch of diameter.
But that would be every year?
To be better understood, I talked to the Illinois Department of Agriculture and their forest management person at DeKalb County, very informative, very willing to help us. He used the term repetitive, but maybe less than every year. Still under research. So in a conservative manner, every spring, after the first year, we would know enough to know if it is truly or should truly be every year.
My understanding is that the high-end material is probably the most likely to be needed once a year or less. So we may get every other year out of that application. And it is a very strong material that, in fact, they will ask for tree trunk application because it does have an effect on both flowers and whatnot that are anywhere near the tree, and it will stop being pollination and other insect pollination. So they will suggest a trunk application to be made. In addition, that material has to be applied by a licensed personnel because it's not a material anyone else can actually get. Now, there isn't any lower-end application that you can actually buy in the hardware store. And some people are saying they're doing that once and twice per year, spring and then fall. Their trees are doing wonderfully. I have an application. I have the trunk application done once a year. I have five. I was the lucky recipient of all five of my trees to be ash trees. And my trees are doing very well. And I'm not showing any real stress signs. So I think it would help us to look at it further. And certainly, if we're not removing dead, dying trees at the prodigious rate we've been, we can spread this program out a little bit more, and it might not be so cumbersome to us in the next few years.
Well, the good thing is that you're treating your trees in front of your house, Trustee Tripond. First of all, thank you both for being concerned citizens. We have something to evaluate and look at and as far as next spring goes and see how those trees are being treated. Certainly does consider or does lend itself to be further considered, and we'll have to come up with some kind of cost-benefit analysis as rough and as crude as we can between the liaisons and yourself and staff and see if we want to do this to extend our program and make it a little easier for us.
I think this is most beneficial on the ash trees that are the largest prizes in the downtown area. If they're not at 50% or more of the stress that they're already showing major signs, we should seriously consider those first, because those trees, not only to take them down or to replace them, are going to be excessively exorbitant to cost. So it's something I think we should look at just to help cost factors.
Yep. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, I'll say that here. Thank you, Brad. Laura, thank you for all the work on all. I know you put a lot into this and appreciate it.
Yes, we were liaisons at Ron's and the department looking at the two types, the two-ton or the four-ton box. We had the four-ton box already demonstrated within the village. Our concern was is that the box material that the material was selling, if one was more thicker than the other, and it comes to that the same material was the two-ton or four-ton. Ron and his department seem to feel that the two-ton will be more than sufficient for the village, so the liaisons will agree with the moving forward with the two-ton hot pots that we put down on the agenda. Can I throw a block on that?
$18,880, which is above what was budgeted, and it's $17,000. So in the write-up, it's a recommendation to take that difference, $2,880, out of the budgeted amount for the assistant street foreman position, and even if someone does ultimately agree to work on that for several months in the fiscal year, if you will, understand the salary.
So it'll be within our total budget.
I'm just going to express my concern, Ron, since I was part of this with trying to get a foreman position. Please don't use that as a dipping well. I know we don't have a foreman yet, but let's continue working for that goal that we set and not use that as a slush fund. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, this should have been also brought up as a staff meeting. As far as where we would get the actual money, would that discuss it to start meeting?
No, other than that, it was going to be over budget.
Okay.
As my recollection, do you recall?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. or and those kinds of items should be discussed at your staff meeting. So that was direction for the last one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody's in agreement on this?
Sure.
Let's move the hot box forward to the consent agenda. Long Lake Road, East Cap improvements.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder, we have a project, have had a project approved by the Lake County Council of Mayors to improve the pavement on Long Lake, we call it East. Technically, the NASA, the entrance to the manufactured home, always comes in. Project is eligible through the county council of mayors for federal funding, 70% of the total cost is from Lotus to Sunset. And that project is being bid out by IDOT as they control the majority of the funds. Our design, their review, and bidding within November 6th. So work to be accomplished in early spring of 2015. IDOT requires certainly construction management, inspection, and the administrative task that comes with any construction project, particularly more rigorous wind federal lines. And so this agenda item is to seek the board's concurrence to retain Thatcher and Whitney to provide that construction management and to go back to the regular board for then formal approval along with the various documents attached to the agenda item summary to then be signed and sent to IDOT prior to the actual midway, so they recognize your complete package and intention on that part. Then I'll pause and answer any questions. Where am I at?
It's also important to state here, too, that Lake County is at a, there's a program in which there's a 70-30 split, so we're getting these updates at a 30% cost. While Lake County is actually paying 70, nowhere will we ever see the ability to pay for all that's going to be done at only a 30% cost. So this is truly an opportunity we shouldn't miss.
I assume there's no further discussion.
This will complete the long way from Sunset to Fairfield, serving the north entrance from our industrial area. So clearly an important project, thank you.
Jeff, if you could mention the coming into the industrial, the other end of it, so we've completed a wonderful feature.
It'll look nice because it really looked capped for the last few years. So with these three roads being redone, it's going to really look sharp.
It's certainly hard to sell the area. You can't even get into it well. I think we've taken care of that.
Kurt, did you have an addition?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. If you look at the app, I mentioned the construction service agreement. There's a second part to it, which is actually the agreement between the village and the state. So the state is letting the contract, awarding the contract, and they will retain the contractor. The second part is the agreement that the village will, in fact, reimburse the state for 30%. So kind of two full pieces there. Just want to make sure that wasn't a little.
Thank you. Everybody's fine with this? We'll move it forward to the consent agenda. Thank you for all the work on that, everybody. I know it's not on here. Dawn, is there anything on special events? I think I saw that our next meeting is the 20th.
No,
whatever the next.
October 20th is? Well, that would not be the, or is it? Yes, it is. Are we having a meeting then, do you know?
I believe we will be beginning to start planning for the tree lighting.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Thank you.
I have one more question. Did you ever get the updated cost and what it costs for the vendors and no technicians for them?
The cost report, but there is no one who should go through that.
Oh, I gotta get you some, too.
What?
I still haven't turned in my receipt. I've been very negligent not turning in my own.
What are we
going to
do?
That's just a reminder, but I've got some in my glove box, but I just remember to deal with that.
Please get that to Steve.
Yeah, we can finalize that out, absolutely.
Thank you. Nothing under building, police, and administration? May I get a motion to move to executive session to discuss collective negotiation matters between the village and the Metropolitan Alliance of Police?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simon Sully. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Move to executive session at 8:06. John, thank you.
Thank you.